Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I tried to color my hair purple, and can you put skulls in it? And they're like, what's wrong with you?
Like, ma'am, I want spooky little ghouls.
Yeah. Can you shave a ghost in the side of my head? That's actually kind of
a great idea.
That's actually a really good idea. It's one of those things where you say it. You know, that's why you got to share every idea, because you never know. It sounds dumb, but then you say it, and you're like, genius.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's also like, wouldn't it be funny if we made out right now?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, it'd be funny, right? It'd be, oh, it's not. Then, yeah, we should totally make.
Yeah.
The same thing, but with ghosts and your hair.
Yeah. Do you know what? Oh, my God. It would be hilarious. It would be hilarious if you proposed marriage to me, because we've been together for 7 years.
Oh, my God. Okay. We went to Freeform, like ABC Family.
Yeah.
That's now got a dumber name. They do like the 31 Nights of Halloween.
Yeah.
Where they just basically play like Hocus Pocus. 800 times.
Yeah.
Which I'm not mad about. Good for you. Whatever.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Like a little fun time, spooky time. But so they did like it was basically an Instagram event. Like, it was just this house down the street. You know that big fancy house by the bodega?
Yeah.
The big white house down the street from me? It was there. They rented it out for like 5 nights. And it was for the 25th anniversary of Nightmare Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus.
Cool.
Which I was like, oh, that's cool. But it was legit just like pictures for you to Instagram.
Oh my right. God.
Like, I'll put some pictures up. We got pictures. But it wasn't what we thought. We were there for like ever.
What did you think it was gonna take?
So it worked.
We didn't think
saying.
It was gonna take 2.5 hours. I'll put it that way. We went with Rick and Sarah because they also live a block away.
I expected Kathy Najimy, or however you say her last name.
Yeah, exactly.
To be there actively jumping out of corners.
I didn't think it was just going to legit be like, take a picture of this for your Instagram. I don't know what I thought. Yeah. I didn't think we did get a shit ton of free Butterfingers. I stole a bunch of free Butterfingers. So fuck you, Freeform.
You thought there would be some kind of show, like something.
Not necessarily a show, but maybe like people like in costume.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know what I mean? Like as characters, like walking around. I don't know. I thought it'd be more like the Muppet thing we went to.
Right.
That was more like interactive, but whatever. But a couple cool things happened. So on the proposal side, we're in line.
Oh my God, you're getting married.
It's getting married.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Preston proposed to me at a ABC Family event a block from our apartment. No, we're in line. You know the cover of Nightmare Before Christmas where it's like the moon?
Yeah.
Like the big moon, Jack Skellington standing in front of the moon on like the high thing. So people are taking their pictures and this dude and this chick go up to take a picture. Like, people are going up, like, this couple, like, was making out, whatever. And they go up, and the guy goes up, they get a picture, and then the guy walks back up, down and, like, clearly gets something from the dude doing the pictures, and then goes back and gets on his fucking knee and proposes to her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, ABC Family was so excited. Because, like, I noticed a lot of, like, people that worked there started milling about,
right
there, like, a minute before that happened. So, like, that was fully filmed. That's probably already been used as, like, a fucking bump on the network.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of free shit. But I was like, A, that's super lame. But they were like, I mean, she had, like, a shirt on. Like, you know people that like
they
Nightmare
were
Before
excited.
Christmas? Like,
yeah.
Really it, like Nightmare Before Christmas. I like it,
it was
but I don't
cool
really
them.
Like it.
Yeah.
Oh, she was crying.
Aww.
She was, like, fully crying. But that happened and was cute.
I fully approve of however dumb way people get engaged. I still think it's cute. Whatever. You want to
get
engaged?
They also looked very young.
You want to
engage? Yeah, I was going to say, how old were these people?
You 19-year-olds want to get engaged at a concert?
They look,
go for
yeah.
it. You want to get engaged at a comedy show? Do it.
I'd be surprised if they could buy beers.
Yeah. Did they, would you think they were young or they just looked young? They're in their 40s, but they looked young because they're wearing Nightmare Before Christmas backpack.
Yeah, exactly. They were 55. They've been together 30 years.
Yeah.
They definitely are finally computer doing coders.
They looked young. Oh, no, no. They had wrinkles on their face, but I mean, they looked like mentally young.
How yeah, they mentally looked like children.
Right.
How you know how you can mentally look a certain way?
Yeah. They looked to be in their 50s, but a reading level 8th grade. That would be my guess.
This is super embarrassing, but I actually had someone.
Steven can't read.
No, I had someone say that to me. Not embarrassing, not surprising. On a date, they were like, "You don't feel 37." And I was like, "Oh, that's because I don't have my shit together." Thank you. So I bought a Nightmare on Elm Street backpack. Christmas.
Wait, somebody.
I was going to be like, wait, do you have a nightmare?
Nightmare Before Christmas. Nightmare on Elm Street. I would do a Nightmare on Elm Street.
What would that be? It's just like a ripped up backpack.
It has the hand coming out of it at all times, like just installed into it, the Freddy fingers.
I did almost because we went to get our Halloween costume stuff the other day.
Yeah.
And Preston, because I want to get all the like lawn accoutrement for Halloween, even though we do not have a lawn.
Do it.
Right. No, but
they had little
place
garden gnomes. They had a Freddy Krueger garden gnome.
And so he's sitting on your headboard of your bed.
So he sleeps in between us now. He is our son. We don't have a lawn. Where's he gonna go?
You have that. I love your flamingo. You have a zombie. That is the best decoration I've ever seen.
I gotta post pictures of the, because I have the zombie flamingo, and then I just did all the window decals.
Nice. Oh,
I got some window decals.
Do you know what
we got windows over here.
Sweet.
Oh my God. You know what I got for you? Now, this is a double, triple good present. I got you a really, it's like a jammy dress.
I'm so excited. Jammy dress, I'm on board.
First of all, and it matches. It kind of is like matches a jammy dress that I have. When you come out to New York, I'm like getting fucking excited.
You guys have matching
so it's the color scheme. I was going to surprise you, but now we're I just got to tell you because you're going to fucking die. I'm so excited because my mom sent it to me yesterday. I was like, Mom, I need you to send me that thing. And she's like, I don't wear it. I'm like, give it to me. So it's like a cute little, it's like a short jammy dress with pockets in the front. And we call it a tool around dress because my mom, you know, she's a woman. She's a retired woman of leisure and she just like sips coffee.
Tools around in it.
Tools around in her tool around dress. And the colors are, she bought it on like a cruise in the Caribbean in the 90s.
Yes.
The color scheme, it's like a bright burnt orange and the print is in black. So it's Halloween colors, but it's like tropical fish and tiki decorations in black.
Oh my God. I'm never wearing anything else.
Yeah.
You're tooling around.
I just got that yesterday. My mom sent me some stuff and I was like, and I was like, hey, when you mail that stuff, I'm like, do you still have that like weird like Halloween fish dress? And she's like, oh, my tool around dress? I'm like, yeah. Because I used to make fun of her when I was a kid. I'm like, that's such a weird design. It's like Halloween colors, but tropical fish.
I'm so excited.
And it's at my apartment waiting for you.
That's what I'm tooling around New York in. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
in November.
Amazing. Yeah. And we have like slippers that I got that I stole from different hotels. It's very fancy.
It's going to be like a spa day every day. Yeah. Eating cheese and tooling around the city.
Oh my God. I'm like getting really excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
You can see it on your face.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Well, I guess I'll tell Steven what me and Preston are going to do for Halloween.
Because that ties
in with the dress. So we finally decided what we're going to be because we never figured out till like a couple weeks before. So we're going to be Werewolves of London, like the Warren Zevon song. So we're going to dress in tiki clothes.
Not the movie, the Warren Zevon song.
No, the song.
Song, specifically.
And then we're going to carry around Chinese takeout menus.
Nice. I love it. Well, that's Chinese, a perfect costume.
It's very specific.
You have to know a lot to get that.
You have to know one song.
You got to really
one
know the song,
Warren Zevon song.
But you say that Warren Zevon song, and I think most people are like, oh, cool.
But also, I do have a problem with people with Halloween costumes where they get real shitty about like, they'll be like, don't do a conceptual costume. If people don't understand it, what's the point? If you have to explain it, it's not a good costume. That's wrong. Just dress up however the fuck you want to dress.
Also, just do it. Yeah.
I don't care if people don't get it. It's going to be badass because we're going to be tiki werewolves.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, somebody just thinks we're tiki werewolves.
Right.
Oh, what a terrible day.
Yeah. And plus, like we were talking about earlier, you're wearing a mask, which is the best move because then you don't have to talk to anybody.
Or Anna can't drink, which
find
is great.
Out you can't get in anywhere in New York on Halloween if you're wearing a mask, as I found out one very sad year.
Well, good thing I won't be in New York while I'm wearing my mask.
Yes.
I know.
Aren't we all wearing masks, though? Do you know if you're
okay?
Really-
Yeah. Well, guys, this has been another great episode of Jammers.
Oh, my God. Speaking of masks in places. Okay. So, and first of all, and we're going to thank you for responding to the Instagram story. We got some questions and we're going to get to those. First, we got to talk about this. So I'm planning my sobriety party. Well, Megan will be out here for that. I've got emails and messages from Jammers people. Thank you so much. Saying, hey, let me know when you're going to break sobriety because I want to come out to New York. So it'll probably be a party. It's going to be June 21st. That's a summer equinox. That's the day that I quit. It's a time for change, you know? It happened on accident.
It'll also be at an equinox.
Yes, it's going to be at an equinox. No, you know where I want to do it? At this place called Babble. It's in Soho. I did a show there last night. And stand up, you do like weird venues. They paid a good amount. They charge like $25 a person. It's this really cool, like underground, like downstairs venue. But the guy out front, so I walk up, I'm like, hey, I'm here for the gig. And there's just like a man in a suit with like an Eyes Wide Shut mask on his face standing on the street outside. And I was like, oh God.
Oh God.
I'm like, well, it's a paid gig, so it's gotta be some weird shit. There's gotta be some hook.
Yeah.
Because people aren't gonna just pay $25 for comedy.
Is the reason you want to have your break sobriety party there is because in order to be at this place, you have to be fucked up because it's so lame.
Absolutely. Yeah, because I'm like, I wanna go back. They were so nice, but I'm gonna have to be tripping my balls off. So he was wearing a mask and they did the night there is called Gospel. So it's a place called Babel and they have like the umlaut over the E's.
God.
I know. Okay. I know.
Laid it on a little thick there, guys.
Just a lot. You know what it is? You know when places
love it.
Like they can't just pick one cool thing. They're like, no, but like we do all the cool things at once.
Yeah. And
all
the tables are glass. And I'm like, fuck this place, man. And the owner's like, it was just great. So we walk in.
The place is going to be open for 6 months.
It's been open for a while. They have a lot of Instagram followers, Steven. Check it out sometime.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you do your research? I just brought this up. Do your research on the stuff you don't know about.
Yeah, exactly. That you had no prior knowledge of until just this moment. Yeah.
No idea.
How dare you know nothing about it?
But it was so cool. So I walk up, but it was funny because like, and he was really great, but it was just, he would look like a regular bouncer. So he's like, just kind of like a big dude, just like a beefy bouncer looking dude, but like in a suit. And then with this like sparkly eye mask on.
And I love that. That's every day he goes to work. He's like,
and he's like sitting on the stoop and he's like smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, hi. And he goes, hi, are you here for Gospel? And I was like,
God,
yes. And he's like, oh, right this way. And but you could tell he was like a regular New York bouncer. So he had to like turn it on. So the first part, he like threw a cigarette and he's like, hey, are you here for Gospel? It was the most, it was like a construction worker. That was almost as bad as Surge at Knott's Berry Farm. That guy is.
Surge is the best. Long live Surge.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go back there. Oh, we're going to go back for Mary Farm.
Oh, I love, that's so fun.
Because we were talking to like a bunch of people came over the other night. And like Leah hasn't been, Jeff and Jenny haven't been.
How are these people not going to Knott's Berry Farm? It's the best roller. It's the best theme park.
Bunch of fools.
Yeah. Bunch of fools.
Because they're all in their 30s and sad and busy. That's why. You don't think to go on a roller coaster when your bills are late.
I know.
But you really should.
Right. That's what you should do. That's why we did that.
You think of it, but then you're like, oh, I guess I got to deal with these kids.
With what kids?
Something. Your kids?
Your kids?
Kids? No, your hypothetical kids.
Do all of our friends have kids and no one's told us?
The hypothetical things that you have to deal with isn't at all with responsibility.
Are there a bunch of baby tummies that my friends have hiding from me that I can be smelling right now?
Steven.
And instead, I don't
you
know exist.
Smell the tummies?
Steven, are you
don't get it.
No, is this a thing?
Yeah, smelling baby tummies. But baby tummies smell amazing.
Yeah.
But if you said that, you would be and should be arrested immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair deal.
I feel like, are you trying to like be relatable to like the Matt? I don't know why you said that. It was a very weird thing to say, you know, and then you're like, I got to deal with these kids. It just sounded, that's such a strange thing to say.
I think I'm feeling very unadult lately.
That's what Steven calls the rats that live in the walls of his apartment.
Yeah.
My kids.
Oh, you feel you know, you're feeling very
little Timmy.
You're feeling very unadult.
Yeah, I am.
And so when I feel like immature, I like to talk about imaginary kids that I don't have
on a podcast.
Yeah, but it's weird. People with kids don't even think about that kind of stuff. People with kids,
their kids. People with kids, largely true, don't think about their kids.
Really?
No. But they don't go, I got to deal with these kids. And that's wrong, because if you're going to a theme park, you'd be like, cool, that's actually a great excuse to go if you have kids, because you're like, fucking, that's
cool, like, I don't have to deal with these kids.
Yeah, that's right. Like the only reason I have kids is so you can go do all the fun shit that you put off when you're a grown up. Hmm. Theme parks are way more fun with kids.
Yeah, they are way more fun with kids.
Yeah.
Really? I'll take your word for it.
I thought you were going to say, I'll take a kid.
Yeah.
I'll take a kid.
Take that kid. I'll take that kid and I'll raise you a kid. I love the squeaky door in the background because it sounds scary.
It's spooky. It's spooky. And it's because Preston's leaving and he might never come back. Oh, I need to get my Zicam. Do you know they still make Zicam?
Yeah.
Hey, Zicam, be a sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a real hot episode. I called Megan here. We're both like, I had a fever for like, after we recorded with Ashanti, I got a fever like the next day. And so I'm like working off a cold. And Megan's sick.
I'm sick. Yeah. I'm a little sick. I feel fine. I felt like shit yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I stayed in bed all day.
That's so good.
I felt like a real sack of trash. Because I never do that.
Right.
Even though I was sick. I mean, I just drank NyQuil all day, so I slept.
Awesome.
So I just killed my liver.
I love NyQuil. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can I tell you? So I got sick for the first time since when I saw me, I had the sinus infection, and it was the first time in like a year that I was able to blow my nose and sneeze and not have shame attached to it. Like, for reals, I used to always be like, oh, I gotta blow my nose, but I would like try to do it before I was out. And now I'm like openly just like sneezing into the wild. And I'm like, I have a sinus infection. It's not from cocaine. Thank you so much. And people are like, cover your mouth.
Yeah, you're disgusting. We wish it was from cocaine.
Yeah. But I'm like, I really have to take Sudafed. And I had some. There was a time that, I mean, I used to snort Sudafed to like help clear my sinuses after doing coke all night. And it works great. Don't do it.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yep. And it works great. And I thought about doing it and I was like, Wendy, you don't need to snort. Just take the Sudafed. And yeah. I took Sudafed and I forgot that is drugs, because I was like, I'm not hungry. I just have so much energy.
Oh, Sudafed is super drugs.
Yeah.
Sudafed is meth drugs.
Yeah, yep. It's meth.
Sudafed's my drugs.
When they card you and look at you sideways when you buy it, it's definitely on the drug spectrum.
Yeah.
No, that was I think I talked about this when they first started doing that. And my mom, they had Sudafed on sale. It was on sale, like, you know, like buy two,
get
one half off or whatever. So she was like, oh, cool. I'm going to fucking get a bunch of Sudafed because it's on sale. And they were like, okay, we need your social security card and we need to take your picture. And she was like, what the fuck? But she was so mad. She was like, why do you have it on sale?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to be doing this. Like, fucking moms in their 40s are going to be buying a bunch of Sudafed, not to make meth, but because they're like, ooh, a deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Meth heads are going to be like, ooh, a deal.
Everybody gets a deal.
Yeah.
He does have a bunch of moms on like a watch list.
I can't take Sudafed anymore.
Really?
The feeling it gives me. A lot of cold medicine.
Yeah.
Anything with that, the meth part in it.
Yeah. The pseudoephedrine.
The part of my brain that remembered that was eaten away by meth. So I couldn't remember that word. No, it makes me I get my heart beats really fast and I think it's also probably mental because I know that that's like the active ingredient of meth. So I get like a visceral reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't take it. I'm sweating talking about it.
Really?
I'm also sick. So it could be that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd like to think it's a meth flashback.
Yeah. One can hope.
To better times, simpler right. times, more fun times, thinner times.
Oh my God. That was the, I completely forgot. Well, that's, I know we've talked about this, but like, I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but when I was a kid and I took Sudafed because I had really bad allergies, I was in like sixth or seventh grade. And so I took Sudafed. And I remember I took it all day and I was like, I didn't even eat my lunch. This is great. I was like, I was focused all day. And my mom was like, take one of these every 3 hours. And I took it every 3 hours. And I was like, I have tons of energy. And I'm like, I remember I was so proud because I was always being told like, watch out, you're going to get fat. And I was so proud. I was like, look, I didn't even eat any of my lunch. And my mom was like, great job. And like,
yeah, exactly.
And then I was upstairs and I went to, and I was like, oh, can I get a red pill? And my mom gave me enough to take to school for the day. And she's like, oh no, you got to stop taking it so you can go to sleep. And I was like, okay. And then within an hour of like not taking it every 3 hours, because that's when it like wears off, I can remember freaking out.
Coming down?
Yeah. I remember I was in my room and all of a sudden I started like to feel sweaty and I felt like there were bugs under my skin.
Oh.
And I like started to panic and I started hyperventilating. And then I was just like, I'm a piece of shit. I just started to cry and I just had like a full blown panic attack. And my mom was like, are you okay? And I was like, I can't eat. I'm fat. And I just like threw a brush. I like cracked a mirror in my bedroom. I just was shaking. And my mom was like, what the fuck is going on?
Take more Sudafed.
Yeah. It was. And so I've been taking it ever since.
Every 3 hours for the past 25 years.
Yeah. The end. So now listener emails. Yeah, it's super scary though. But I remember snorting it, and there were times when I like didn't have Coke, and I was like, okay, I can't do Coke because I couldn't physically do anymore, so I would just stop. But just the sensation, and that's like heroin addicts will just shoot water in their veins. It's fucking insane. But yeah, I couldn't remember snorting Sudafed, and it 100% helped. But it's not good for you, and please never do that. But I thought about it real hard.
I mean,
I think
most of the drug stories on Jammers are prefaced with the big blinking, bold, flashing sign of it's not good for you. Please don't do this.
Yeah don't do this because you'll end up doing a podcast.
Yeah. You want to end up like this doing a podcast?
Exactly.
Interpreting people's dreams.
We're going to have a whole new generation of straight edge kids thanks to this podcast.
I know. Well, the good
thing is, which has been my drugs, plan no. all along.
Yeah.
I'm really going long game incognito on this one.
I know. This is the real DARE program. We dare you to listen to a full episode. We dare you to tell anyone you know that you actually listen to this. My God.
We dare you to send us your questions.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Boom.
I just put my arms up in the air like I won first place in a marathon.
Yep.
Do it.
I double dare you to find a better segue than that in the podcast.
So what do we have today?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm pulling up Instagram. So we got a great, okay. So Scarlett sent one to the Jammers Instagram. This is a three-parter.
A three-parter.
She gives us a great advice and a great tip at the end. So this is part one. If each of you was a type of cheese, what would it be and why?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a deep, deep question.
Yeah. So while we're thinking about the cheese question, we can maybe... You want to go? I know you already know.
Well, no. I was going to say, I think now would be good about that brain thing. Because I think that would be the cheese you would be.
Yes.
You'd be a combo cheese of MDMA and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would that's be a combo what, cheese of MDMA.
Yeah, that's what we're doing at my break sobriety party. It's called Breeing.
Is this a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No, I found it. I sent this to Wendy yesterday. I mean, I don't know how real it is. It's like anything where like on the news, yeah. Like kids are...
I saw
putting
this on
bleach
the
in their eyes to get high. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay. It's like, okay, shut up. But apparently, middle-aged women are putting MDMA in brie, and they're calling it breeing.
Yeah.
That sounds like you guys. Like, oh, that's the most Jammer shit ever.
Well, it's so funny. So Megan sent me that yesterday, and then I messaged Scarlett back. She was like, what kind of cheese? You know, and I think she's like, I'll ask him about cheese. And they can't. I think a lot of people maybe think, they can't really like cheese as much as they talk about it. That's probably one of their bits. But that's
one of their well-crafted bits.
Right. You know, we really sit and you can probably can't tell because it seems like we just get on the podcast and just start thinking of shit off the top of our heads. But that's But that's the talent behind the craft. We sit and write pages and pages about cheese and how much we love it and how we can integrate more of it into our lives and into this podcast. But no, Megan did. But Scarlett, I wrote her back. I go, no, Megan's been texting me about cheese. But they're wrapping it in. Yeah. MDMA.
In brie.
That's like a little dog treat for grandmas.
No, that's exactly what it is. I was like, that's so weird. Cause that's what you do to trick dogs.
Right.
Into taking their pills is you shove a pill inside a piece of cheese.
Right. And so
hey, dumb middle-aged whores.
Yeah.
This is, you want to take this. So just fucking take right. it, you idiot.
It's fun.
Wouldn't it make the brie taste terrible?
Yes.
So you're taking two you're great things and you're ruining them by combining
yes.
them.
Yes. Well, I think MDMA is gross, but that's just me.
Yeah.
You're extra double ruining brie. Because right. I think ecstasy is gross.
Yeah. So you know what? And I've done ecstasy and I do. I actually not a fan. It is blows my serotonin and dopamine out so hard that it's uncomfortable for me.
I've never enjoyed it. Like while on it, I've never been like, this is great. And I've seen other people on it.
Yeah.
And been like, okay, so that's what I'm supposed to be feeling and doing right now. And I am like so far from that.
What did you feel like when you were on it?
Nothing. I've taken it before because I've done it a handful of times where it felt really speedy, where I just got like a really speedy one. Mm-hmm. So I hated that. Like where like my teeth were chattering and like just like super, super speedy. Hmm. And then other times just like nothing, just yeah. like where I felt kind of fucked up. But then like seeing my friends, like having the best time, I'm like, okay, I do not feel like that.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to get drunk now. Like, I just want to get like more drunk because like, this isn't a fun feeling.
Right.
Not like an unfun feeling, but just like, why? This is silly.
Yeah.
Like, and then the worst hangover of my life. One yeah. of the worst hangovers of my life ever was after I did straight MDMA, like the powder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to fuck. And I was young. I was like 21. 22.
Yeah.
So that was like when you don't get hangovers.
Right.
And it was fucking insane.
Well, what is your hangover? Because most MDM hangovers, especially like, and that's why, look, we're fun people. We've done a lot of drugs, but also here's why you should not do them, especially MDMA. Like the hangover, when I've been around people, like I didn't feel affected by it that much, but the hangover, essentially, you're just giving yourself a super, super dose of intense bipolar disorder. Like you blow out your serotonin and dopamine. And so the people that I've been around were like, we were at the lake house mm-hmm. where they do it and they're having a lot of fun. And I remember I was like, I don't really like this. The glow sticks aren't really doing it for me. I've like,
yeah,
I don't.
None of that ever did anything. I'm like, not, I don't, I'm not in seeing what you guys are seeing or like hearing what you guys are hearing. I'm not. Enjoying
you're feeling
this
like me watching my friends do MDMA and run around on, with glow
yeah,
sticks.
But also on MDMA.
Right.
Like I'm not, this is, am I broken? Cause this is not
right.
fun.
But then the hangover.
Give me heroin.
Yeah. Exactly. Something that's going to like work for sure.
Sleep through this.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, you had like a hard opposite day with that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like the hangover, like with alcohol and even with alcohol, the hangover is like, and it's obviously a depressant. And so I noticed that without not drinking, I noticed that generally I have like less anxiety. Like I still have the hyperactivity, but I have the less of waking up going like, fuck, I fucked up. I have a lot of less like anxiety and negative self-talk. Since the drinking's gone, just because it's like that led to a lot of just things where I like felt like I was like eating like shit or I was like not like I wasn't doing things that I wanted to do because I'd been drinking the night before.
Right.
So that's helped to get rid of that where I don't have any of that kind of like the guilt shame that I was carrying around because I was like secretly drinking and lying about how much I was doing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the hangover from like a chemical like MDMA is like, you wake up and you're just like, I just feel sad. I want to kill myself. And it's like, oh, that's when people describe it. I'm like, so you're giving yourself what I have naturally, which is feel really yeah. good, have fun. And then at some point your brain stops giving out serotonin and dopamine. And you're like, I feel like I'm going to die right now.
Yeah.
It's super scary. It's like that. I mean, it's just like, it's really intense, especially when you get older, like any drug like that. And it can be fun, but just like, look at, not to sound like a real nerd. But look at the other side of it. Cause I can remember when people are like going to do Molly now, like especially people in their 30s, like, okay, we're going to do Molly and Coke and we're going to party all night. And we're like, this is going to be fucking awesome. But we spent more money on buying supplements and like self-care things to balance
out. Creating a safe environment.
We did. At the lake house, we spent more money on recovery supplements than we did on the actual drugs. And that's 100% true.
Yes.
It was the fucking lamest thing you've ever seen. Because we're like, okay.
Yeah, see, this is why drugs are for cool young people, where you don't need the supplements because your body is young and virile and just repairs itself. Like, it's like, I'm cool. Let's do it again.
I know.
Everything's fine.
When you're older. And some young people, though, have the switch that it'll flip and it takes you down a dark path.
Yeah, it doesn't turn off. Well, I don't.
But it is fun, like, to wake up and everyone's like, okay, we got the most fucking pure Molly. We got the most pure cocaine. But first, we're going to take vitamin B.
Yeah. See, that's your, if you have to do that, that's your body's natural way of being like, you're not cool anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know that my cheese is cheese with drugs. What would you guys, do you know what kind of cheese you guys would be?
I mean, so many cheeses. Like, I have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I need more parameters to pick a cheese.
Yeah.
Because I want to say like a really soft cheese, like a camembert, like room temp. With just my fingers. But then also like a grilled cheese sandwich with cheddar cheese.
Yummy.
Like, I mean, this is just, it's too much. I guess I'll go with a camembert.
I'm like a camembert. I'm soft and sweet.
You can poke me with your fingers.
Best enjoyed off your fingers. Steven, do you have a cheese preference?
I don't think I have a cheese preference.
No?
Probably a real basic cheese.
What kind of cheese?
I'm not a hard cheese fan.
No.
I feel like Steven would be a hard cheese. Not saying I'm not a Steven fan. I'm just saying I feel like you would be a hard cheese.
I could be a hard cheese. You might need a shredder.
I mean, and now Megan's got a Q-tip in her nose.
In her nose.
I'm doing...
What are you putting?
I'm Zycamming.
Oh.
I forgot this shit. I thought they went out of business because of the zinc thing.
Oh my God.
But I guess they just don't have zinc in it anymore.
Oh my God, Megan, what if?
Is beautiful right now? I know.
Oh, and the screen just froze with you with a cute.
Okay.
I'd be so happy.
Business idea, because we love that you guys send Jam-a-lams and we appreciate that. Business idea for the Patreon that does not exist. We may put it on mine. It's a very funny idea. We can be, you know, they have like webcam girls. Zycam girls.
Yes.
And it's us.
I'm putting stuff in my holes right now.
Yeah. It's us being sick. Just like sneeze. I bet somebody's into that. Somebody's got to be into that.
People come to anything. So somebody for sure comes to women putting Q-tips in their nose holes.
Yeah.
There is a fetish for everything.
And like blowing your nose and hacking up a big old loogie. And then you like use the loogie spit as like lube or whatever.
There's definitely a thing for sneezing.
Really?
Yes.
We got to look all this shit up. I want to, just sneeze on camera.
Because sneezing it's an uncontrollable body reflex. Sneezing and orgasms are the two uncontrollable body reflexes.
Well, there are others. I have an uncontrollable body yes. reflex to eat cheese and snort yes. Sudafed. Oh, don't edit out that cough. Somebody's going to jerk off to that.
Just picturing you shoving Zycam Q-tips up your nose.
Yeah, that's actually the kind of webcam we could do. We could be the Zycam girls. I think it's a great idea.
That's the only webcam we could do. The only webcam we could do.
And that's another thing that will like promote our cheese eating, because when you eat cheese and carbs, that creates mucus in your body. Right. So eating dairy and
it's true.
We could do all this as the world's best ASMR video.
I know. Somebody, Fiddler in a Booth actually a while ago, and thank you for writing to us all the time. We appreciate it. We got a suggestion from Fiddler and said Jammer should do an ASMR video.
Oh. Yeah.
Or episode. Video.
Episode.
Well, yeah.
And a video.
Why I not? Still don't know that I fully understand it. I mean, maybe I don't have the...
ASMR is like, it's like this.
Yeah, but you listen to it loud in headphones, and then apparently there's a tingle or some kind of something.
I know, so turn it up.
I don't get it. Is it a coming thing?
It feels like a sex thing, right?
They say it's about relaxation.
I'm so relaxed right now.
It's creepy.
A massage parlor is about
is
relaxation.
A euphoric experience characterized by a static like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine, precipitating relaxation.
Yeah.
This is a coming thing.
I had that when I was a kid. I remember thinking, I remember when I was in elementary school, I thought I was like, I'm gay. Because when we play telephone, so I react to this stuff heavily. I've had orgasms from somebody putting their tongue in my ear and whispering in my ear. I've come just from someone just fucking with my ear. 1,000,000%.
See, I can get it.
I remember
adding
playing
to it, but I don't know that it.
Oh no, for me, it's like I remember in elementary school, someone whispered in my ear. We were playing telephone, and it was a bunch of just like girl, all of our girlfriends on the playground, and somebody like leaned in and they're like, "Tell me a secret about something." And I can remember the sensation of like I was like, I can't play this game anymore, and I was like, I want to fuck my friends because I remember hearing out of my voice and getting that and tingly all over my body. And I remember feeling, I remember just the way I described it in my journal was I felt my heartbeat in my privates when I was a kid.
Well, yeah. There we go. We just figured out.
So
ASMR.
That's what,
when
it is.
Got it.
I don't was got right. It. So I was right. It's a cum thing.
Yeah.
Megan,
everything's
you see,
a fucking cumming thing.
Do you experience this at all? Do you get it? Are you
no.
like, no, yeah, I
no.
feel the same way.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I have like, well, like my neck and my ears are really sensitive.
Yeah, but not in like, an abnormal not, way like that.
Yeah,
no, because that's abnormal.
No,
you're a freak.
But not,
you're
not
a
abnormal.
Freak,
but
it's not normal.
But I think it's like you know, if you can see colors when you hear musical tones or something like that. You know, I think people are just more tuned into that.
I thought you were like sensitive and doing sex classes and stuff. How dare you say anything about anyone
sensitive.
Is abnormal?
No. I'm sensitive in my heart, but you know,
I'm sensitive in my heart. But when I'm talking to people, I want them to know. Look,
I'm rude and very harsh.
Right?
Okay. Look, abnormal is the wrong word.
Yeah.
Leaning in hard. You're fucking weird.
Yeah. We've already discussed this.
See, Megan's approach to this always wins. That's the right way to go about it.
Yeah,
if we've learned anything.
It's called don't apologize.
Yeah. Exactly. You just lean into it. Never say sorry.
Right.
Never accept responsibility for your own actions.
Yeah. Why would you do that? If you think I'm not blaming that getting, you know, ear coming on the demon that still lives in my body because I've been doing prayers to keep her there. That makes so much sense. If my last life, this last time that my quote energy or whatever was on the planet, I was really a prostitute, trafficker.
That explains why a little girl whispering in your ear made you want to come.
I know. It made me want to come and it made me want to take her to the streets and make money.
Wow.
It's not me. It's the old me. I like that. It's cool. I feel like I have like a really like a cool, like a bad motherfucker with me.
Except the bad motherfucker is inside of you.
Yeah. But the thing too is like, but honestly, like I was thinking about it. I was like, if that's true, it's been easier for me to like accept, like we were just talking, like Megan just said, like not accept responsibility for the things I've done. Cause I'm like, I've done a lot of really shitty things in my life. And I'm like taking inventory, you know, of like just, it's, you know, journaling a lot and all that kind of bullshit. Cause I'm like really into self-help and stuff. But I was like, I'm just going to believe that I was actually like this terrible person because it's like having a shitty sibling. It's like, whatever I do is not as bad. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, like I snorted Sudafed.
Yeah. Like, but I didn't traffic children. So yeah.
I'm a great, so everything in comparison.
Compared to your past life, you were killing.
Yeah. So I light my candle and I'm like, stay, stay, stay. That's what I'm going to be for Halloween.
Your former life self.
They in my area, there's like schools in my neighborhood and they always have kids walking around in little like light up vests,
yeah,
all roped to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to steal one of those kids and be like, can I just walk these around for my Halloween costume? I'll pay you.
Those are valuable kids up there.
I know. I'm going to hold. That's a fun costume. And it morphs through the night because it starts as my former self and it ends with me in jail.
Perfect.
Yeah, it'll be great. Be dressed up like a giant vagina covered in bologna. And Megan and I just carrying a bunch of kids on leashes.
This is going to be the best Instagram story.
This is going to be the greatest Halloween.
Yeah, it's the
we're not getting into any clubs in New York.
Yeah, it's the pussy fart chain gang. That's who the kids will be.
Yep.
They just walk around.
This is a great idea. I mean, not just for Halloween, but like for a career.
Right. And for getting things done. They can clean. They're tiny. They can get in little tiny spaces.
Yeah, that's the career part.
Yeah.
They work for us, but then we also farm them out to other people. I've watched a couple Law and Order SVUs. Apparently a lot of rich New Yorkers love child labor. based on like three episodes of Law and Order SVU. So I think we've got an automatic in.
Yeah. It'll be great. We'll take him to Babel.
That sounds right. That sounds like they would help us with this venture.
Yeah. The AMSR thing, I mean, how could, because I would like to do an episode on that because it's about coming, but it's also like crinkling paper.
It just sounds. Sounds and visuals too. It's like chopping up soothing things and color palettes and
people make a lot of money. I mean, there's so much money to be made in that, like all that meditation.
Yeah, just anything fucking, to calm you down. Let's lie to people. Let's just talk and pretend like we believe it. Any meditation thing, we'll just speak softly and whisper and then be like, give us all your money.
It's us. That's our Zycam girls. That's what we'll do. Is we'll just be like, it's just us just eating. Like, just you can hear the crinkle of like the paper wrapping it from around the cheese, like of the butcher paper. So we'll crinkle that. And then it's just us going and eating cheese.
Like little rats.
Oh, this is creepy.
This cheese is like really fucky with my sinuses.
I think I need another Zycam.
Hold on, where are the tissues? No, not that.
I wish I had a tissue right now so I could crinkle it.
If you crinkle a tissue, it'll be quieter than the whispering. That sounds like fucking.
you sound like a retarded little kid just then, so excited. That sounds like fucking.
Oh my God. We have to be the Zycam girls.
Yeah, dude, it's right there.
Look at. Oh, just let your body relax.
Wait, yeah, you do that. You do that. Okay.
Just let your body relax and just think about trees and water floating through your body and out of your dick hole.
Oh, look at this. Zycam.
It looks like jizz. I'll describe it in ASMR, whatever the fuck you say.
Okay, this is gross. This is so fucking gross.
It's super gross. Dude, it's just us quietly whispering, making, like, jacking off containers of Zycam, rubbing the Zycam jizz into our nose. Just
anything that sounds like a jerk off.
And then every now and then there's just a loud hacking cough, which I'm sure you've heard me do during this podcast. Please don't edit it out if you caught any, because I want you guys to hear the horrors.
Happy Halloween!
Ooh, the horrors of getting sick and not quitting smoking cigarettes.
Cancer. Spooky.
As long as you smoke just enough so that you don't ruin your vibrato, so you can still make a spooky sound. Oh God, I do have that, like.
Yeah, which is also spooky.
It does. It's like.
Yeah.
The horrors of the casino floor.
Yeah, exactly. You're wearing my tulle and a round dress.
Yep.
And a pair of hotel slippers.
Yeah. We're just in my apartment.
Playing the penny slots.
I had this penny slot machine moved into my apartment 72 years ago.
Oh, that would be a great Halloween costume.
Yeah. A penny slot machine?
A penny slot lady.
Yeah. That's what we can be. I still want to try to make the pussy costumes with baloney.
But let's do a backup. We'll be penny slot ladies. You got extra slippers.
Yep.
I've walked around New York barefoot, so I'm fine walking around in shitty hotel slippers.
Oh, my God. I just threw my phone down. Don't edit that out.
I heard it. I hope that came up on Mike. Mendy was so excited. I think I just called you Mendy.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's so close Wagon. To us being together. I'm combining our names already.
We're getting excited. It's Wagon and Mendy, the Zycam girls.
Watch out. Watch out, New York City.
We're coming at you half dead from this cold. Jerking off bottles of medicine, rubbing that cum right into our noses. Now get ready to PayPal or Venmo, pay us in Bitcoin. Whatever gamers do.
we don't give a shit.
And that's because with all the gaming things, it would be like, and we're gamers too. And it's just us playing one like beta penny slot machine.
Yes.
Putting Zycam in. That's what we'll do. That's where like
putting Zycam in it.
I mean, we could. Why not? That's how you win every time, kid. You gotta lube it up.
Exactly. Lube it up. Because that, I don't know if you heard that. It's basically nose lube in right. that little tube. So we'll just lube up the penny slot machine.
Uh-huh.
Those pennies will just slide right in. Hit the jackpot every time. We'll be getting dollars.
Yeah. We'll be making dollar bills. And then the ASMR part comes in because with all the pennies that we win, we'll whisper while we roll them.
And we'll put our hands in them and we'll do like this, like Scrooge McDuck.
And you can just hear, we'll crinkle the rolling papers that we get from the bank.
And then we'll like swim in it and go like this. I'm making a fountain because it's really not making noise.
I cannot hear you through the headphones, so hopefully people are turning this off.
I hope no one can hear us ever.
I know. Do you think people can hear that?
Well, I can make it work.
Yeah, Steven can make it work. I think that's a great idea. Halloween costume has really turned into a lifestyle, you know? And
this is the
Halloween costume you don't come back from.
Right.
No, exactly. This is starts as a Halloween costume and then ends with, instead of flying back to LA, me and Wendy both just go to Vegas.
Life decisions. No, not and Vegas. Never Atlantic leave. City.
It's perfect. All right. Did you get that email?
I did.
Great. Okay. So let's read. Okay. So we got the cheese.
We got the cheese
answer.
Down.
Yeah.
All right, Scarlett, part two, Popcorn Megan.
Okay, serious question. Can I wear black lipstick to a wedding? For a reference, I live in the South. This wedding is at night in October, and I'm almost positive it will be in a barn. Yes, duh.
Yeah. I like how she serious question. Like, first of all, like, as if to say the cheese wasn't a serious question.
Serious question. This is lipstick related.
Yeah.
So put on your serious hats because it is important.
Yeah. And
of course, fuck it. I also imagine, because you said I live in the South, I imagine you like live in New Orleans and it's a vampire wedding.
Right.
So definitely.
Right. Yeah.
It's in a barn. It's October. Sounds like you're into black lipstick.
Fucking also, black lipstick's like a thing now. It's not 1994. Yeah. We're not watching The Craft. Like, fucking bitches wear like black lipstick and that like crazy, like deep purple.
Fashionable way. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I fucking gotta, go for it.
Like, who I got a really cool shit? Dark brown. Like, yeah, black lips. It's really fun. And they have,
I got an awesome bright pink. Bright pink. I've been they had like one of those like bright purples. And I was like, I just don't think I could pull that off.
Yeah.
Bright pink is my speed.
They have really cool colors. Yeah. I have a black lipstick. I think it's nice. It's a nice, but I do like how this, she's like, okay, serious question. We spent 45 minutes talking about cheese. We're like, let us decide which one is a serious question.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still
thinking.
Yeah,
this one, we're like, wear lipstick, whatever. We don't care. Back to cheese.
Whatever. I think so for my second cheese that
top 10 cheeses I would be.
Yeah. Jammer's cast, cheese cast.
Jam cast, cheese cast.
Right. Cast yourself as your favorite cheese. It's a play.
What a play that would be. Then I would go see a Broadway show.
Yeah.
Cheese. Instead of cats, it's cheese. And it's just,
yeah, we'll use the same costumes. It's just cats, but we just dump different pieces of cheese on the floor. Like, we don't actually change anything.
Just add cheese to the show.
Yeah, we just add cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, what's the problem?
I don't know, go to jail. We add cheese and we go to jail.
Let's go to a Broadway show. Is there anything good?
Frozen. I'm like jacked up to go see my niece.
Let's see if we can do that. Let's spend a day. We'll do a day and see if we can do that get free tickets thing or the like $20 tickets.
The cheap tickets.
Yeah. We'll look and see. Yeah. Well, I Phantom of the Opera I've seen, but I love it.
I've never seen a Broadway show like on Broadway.
Yeah. Really? I've never seen it on Broadway. I saw Phantom of the Opera somewhere in LA. It's very fun.
Yeah.
I've seen a bunch of
Shut Up Pantages, but that's not the same.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to bring a fancy dress. I'm going to bring a fancy dress.
Oh, you guys are
I
so
was
excited.
Hoping we would dress up as the Zycam girls and go see a play.
But oh, no, that's for every other day.
Yeah. We can dress up in super fancy clothes and wear black. It's Halloween time, so we'll dress up and we'll be in solidarity. Jesus
Holy
Christ.
Holy shit.
That was hard for me to say.
That was upsetting to hear.
I know. I really tried to.
You're trying to get the black lipstick on Broadway.
You know what it is? My Sudafed's wearing off. I've been 3 hours and 8 minutes without a Sudafed.
Yeah, you can tell.
I know. We'll wear black lipstick and dress up. I have got a really fancy, like bright, obnoxiously bright blue dress that I got. That could be fun to wear.
I'm trying to think of what I'm going to, because I need to bring something that'll fit in my suitcase. Because I want to bring, I have this really good, I always wear it to fall weddings. It's like a really cute.
Just wear it on the plane. Like, do what dress. I did. Just, I swear to God, it's cool.
I won't, because I am taking a red eye and I would like to pretend like I'm going to sleep a little bit. And if I wear a fancy dress, I'm not going to sleep.
It's so fun. I know, that was my problem, because I wore my big flower dress. Because it actually felt really cool to like dress up on the plane.
Yeah, it's like it's the 1950s. Yep. My dress is also very 1950s. So they'd be like, oh my God, she's gone back in time. What's wrong?
Yeah, they're like, where is this plane going? Past,
ma'am,
yeah.
We don't even feed you anymore. You don't need to dress up. This is not a nice experience for anyone.
You walk in and you just pull out a bag of peanuts and light a cigarette?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah. Maybe I'll take my free gin now. Thank you.
So yes, wear black lipstick. That was
lipstick.
Done.
And then she gives us, should we say, there's a spooky podcast she thinks we should listen to, but I don't want to, I mean, what if it's not even spooky? I think we need to listen to it and then we'll thank you if it's great.
So we got, well, Cold Brews and Corgis already asked us, you guys should give Halloween costume ideas.
Done.
Be an old sad woman or a vagina.
Yep, we've been doing that.
Or a Warren Zevon song.
Yep. Do you want to do a scary dream that someone sent us and then be done?
Yeah, scary dream. Scary dream. This is literally just Cheesecast, Dreamcast, Jamcast.
I know.
This is all we do now. We talk about fucking cheese. This is really, we fuck selfish help. Now this is just, we just want to talk about spooky Halloween stuff.
I know.
Read your fucking dreams and then rate cheeses from a million to one.
Right. And by raid cheeses, we mean dress ourselves as cheese. We want to be cheeses.
Rolling cheeses.
We want to roll. So this is from Nocera 10. I'm going to read this was her intro to the dream. So thank you. We love that you guys sent us this stuff. And this is a good scary one for Halloween to get us ready. She says, hello, I'm sending you two screenshots of a dream that I would love you guys to interpret.
Whoa.
Spoiler alert. It involves suicide and demons.
Yes, those are my two favorite spooky things.
I know. You hit the penny slot jackpot. Son of a bitch. So this is a long, okay. So we'll start with Megan, Popcorn Megan.
Okay. So I have been dream journaling for years and boy, do I have a story for you.
Whoa.
And now here we go. My dream started out with my husband and I in our house. Spooky. She's married. Except it was much larger and in Georgia. The house was also arranged differently and contained new furniture.
Ooh, that means you moved recently. Terrifying.
We had our friends over and my husband and I had gotten into an argument while they were there. Spooky, domestic violence. I can't remember the entire fight, but part of it was that we don't have a pet yet. In real life, I do want a pet. I can't handle the responsibility that dog needs, and my husband is allergic to cats. Oh, this is just like me and Preston. Let's leave both of them and get cats together. And clearly, there is not other species we can adopt. LOL. Sure, alligators, pigs.
Yeah. Oh my God. Quick side note. Alligator. I've been keeping my dream journal, and I had the craziest dream, Megan, last night. And you and I were somewhere on a vacation. And we
with
were
alligators?
Like, yes. And we were taking it. We were like, oh, let's take a picture. And we like put it, we stood in a rock and there was all this like water. And we stood with our feet in. And when we got the pictures back, we noticed there were two giant alligators about 2 seconds, like with their mouths open from eating us. Like we took a picture and we were like, thanks. And then we walked away. And as we walked up, we're like, oh my God, there were alligators swimming in the water. And we looked at the picture and the person taking our picture didn't tell us that there were two alligators like with open mouths 2 seconds from eating us. Anyway,
who took our picture? Was it Steven?
I don't know. But that was it. I just remembered that was part of my dream that I had last night. Anyway, so alligator is a great pet.
Alligator's a great pet.
And we're going to live forever. Fuck you, gators.
Yeah, fuck you, alligators. Anyway, in my dream, I ran upstairs and slammed our bedroom door shut. Popcorn Wendy.
Okay. I did go back downstairs to our friends leaving, but I was confused because there was snow accumulation on the ground, but we were in southeastern Georgia where it never gets cold enough for snow to stay on the ground.
Spooky. Ooh. Weather where weather doesn't exist.
Ooh, climate change. Ooh, we're all going to be dead in 30 years. And it'll be a planet full of snow and fire and ghosts.
And alligators.
Yeah, just running around in active volcanoes that are pumping snow out. It's going to be crazy.
It's crazy.
It's a good thing we're all going to be dead ghosts when that happens. Okay.
Spooky ghosts.
The next thing I remember.
Oh no.
Oh wait, no, you missed the top part.
No, that's the same paragraph as the second page.
Oh, okay.
You guys, we can't really read, and I feel like this is a good time to bring it up. We made fun of Steven at the beginning of this episode saying that he couldn't read, but that's really because we can't read. You know?
Yeah, because you bullies are sad people themselves. Right. We all know that.
Bullies are sad, and we hate what we see in ourselves and others, you know? And
I hate myself more than I hate Steven. That's not true.
What? Wait, what? What?
Oh, I thought you couldn't hear the ASMR stuff. Shit!
Edit that out later. The next thing I remember is seeing my family walk through the house, but no one would acknowledge me. Oh, this sounds not scary. That sounds great, actually.
That sounds like a dream. Yeah.
So this is where it gets happy. I'm confused.
Yeah. This is where the demon comes in, who's really an angel. I don't get it. I'm
just like, okay, congratulations. You get to be around your family and eat all the free food that they cook, but they never talk to you again. Frustrated, I went back to our bedroom. I sat on the bed and started to hear a rattling noise from behind me. That's I'm doing sound effects. That's ASMR. I opened the door and found my body. I had shot myself in the head.
Whoa.
I immediately felt regret for killing myself. I felt sorry for leaving my husband alone. I wondered how long I had been dead for and if this was all the quote afterlife was. I have the chills. Popcorn Megan.
Is it ASMR related or the story related?
I don't know. Maybe this is a new fetish I found. Now I can come from.
I can only come when somebody has a dream about killing themselves and then writes it down and I read it out loud.
I know.
It's a very specific fetish. Okay. Then I heard rustling from another closet. Maybe it's her other body. She has a twin. It struck fear within me, so I ran out of the room. When I turned around, there was a demon chasing me. Whoa. It tackled me as I ran down the stairs, and that is when I woke up.
Whoa.
I like the demon part.
It's a heavy one.
So what do you guys think?
I think she probably fucking hates her husband because he's allergic to cats. Girl, I get it. Right there with you. And so she was like, I would literally rather kill myself than have to be with this asshole who prevents me from owning cats for the rest of my life. So then, but of course she's not going to kill herself in real life because then how can she listen to jammers? So she just killed herself in her dream. And then the demon represents a demon that definitely lives in their house.
Right. And the demon, that's good. He can whisk her away. And while it seems scary, because a lot of times when things like seem scary, it's for a good reason. Because we all know that cats are assholes. Lovable. I love them. But they are actively planning to eat their owners all the time. So correct. I'm sure. And the demon, if you ever seen the old timey pictures, they have the little pitchfork tail, which mean he might be part kitty.
Oh, demons are all kitties.
Yeah.
Kitties are all demons.
So you don't need a cat. Versa. You've got a demon.
Yeah, that's you have a pet.
Yeah, you're, congratulations. You have a demon, which is basically like a sweet kitty.
Yeah,
you have a pet. And that's what I have. I have the same thing. And you have to learn to work with the spirits that live
inside of you.
Right. You have to because it's like you're going to fight them. This is a real thing that and I growing up because we're talking about ghosts like growing up. My stepmom has the best fucking stories from when she was growing up and like spirits being in their house. But like, this is again, like, gee, it's weird that my niece is always just like, I'm checking my bed for zombies because we fully like have conversations with my niece in the room. And And her grandma, my stepmom, will be like, she's like, well, I mean, you just tell the, and she'll be like fucking half of a big gulp through tequila. And she's like, you just tell the spirits to leave you alone. That's all you do. And Annabelle's like, okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, but that's so you can either tell them to leave you and you can try to fight them. It's like fear in general,
or
you know.
Or feed it a bowl of milk.
Right. You can either fight your fear or leave it a little snack and say, hey, next time you don't have to tackle me. I'll be waiting for you. I'm here, baby. I'm just all lubed up. I got my pussy rimmed with Zicam. I'm ready for you.
No, the demon wants the nose holes rimmed with Zicam for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's the way they do it. You have to do it. Demon, that's when I get, and I've been fucked, but fingered by a demon.
Zicam is essentially like demon nasal lube to enter and exit your body.
Well, but exactly. Well, but you need that too. That's like the plasma that you need to like get through, like, you know, to the other dimensions, like in Stargate.
I was thinking Ghostbusters.
Or Poltergeist or any fucking movie.
Yeah. Okay. That's what you use. That's how you make your pussy the Stargate for your demon. You just rub Zicam on there and they need it because it's a burning sensation. That's the only way you can feel when you're dead, right? Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, your genitals have to burn. Otherwise you don't feel alive. That's the only way a dead thing can feel alive again is burning genitals.
Yeah. And it's great because a lot of times if your genitals are burning when you're alive, you'll soon be dead. So it's a perfect, it's full circle.
Perfect combo.
It's a full circle rimmed with Zicam.